My friend, George Foreman, is on the phone. What's up, Big George?
Yeah, they got a song that going back to Houston. They got to come up with going back to Dallas.
Where you calling from today, man?
In the Houston area, for certain.
Okay, all right,
so
all right.
So you're home. You're not on the road like you were for the TV
not
show.
Not on the road. I'm always on the road. You know, I had a whole month in Asia doing that. New TV show starting tonight. Better late than never. I've never done anything like that.
What is this show all about, George?
I've been hustling. You know, you hustle all your life trying to take care of your family, your parents, your brothers, sisters, then children and grandkids. And someone said, let's go out for a month to Asia and experience it. And then it's going to be filmed for television.
And NBC. We'll pay you for it.
And, oh, yeah, amen. So all of a sudden, you say to yourself, I can't believe I'm doing it for a whole month. And then it's called Better Late Than Never because some people never stop to live. You know, you earn and hustle, but you never live. I did.
So it stars Henry Winkler, William Shatner, Terry Bradshaw, and George Foreman. It says that you take a journey of a lifetime traveling across Asia on a 6-city, 4-country tour, and you're tasting all of the foods in all these countries, these exotic foods. But George, you look like a meat and potato man. How'd you manage over there with all that Asian cuisine?
I did some traveling, but it was always sticking to the menu that you got to fight. You got to be in shape. You can't eat this. You can't. You gotta watch that. This will make you sick. I actually went away. I had locusts of all things. The locusts.
Wow.
I ate locusts. I enjoyed myself.
Did you know you were eating locusts when you started?
I even saw it, looked at it, considered it, and the whole thing, and ate it. I was scared, but it wasn't that bad. You know, it's not like it's going to take the place of French fries when I got home.
What did it taste like, Mr. Foreman?
Yeah.
What did it taste like?
Oh, that's what I thought you said. And you know what? What did it taste like? It was like chips because it was crunchy to the last bit. And if you could just mentally separate yourself from what you had in your hand, it was delicious.
Can you put it on a grill?
Yeah, what do you want to put it
on a Foreman grill? How does it cook up?
No grill. I even walked away from the grill. I had a wonderful time. And there was one, I drew the line because they said, George will eat this, George will eat that. Then in one city we had, they had eggs prepared. The chickens were about to hatch. I didn't know it. They boiled the eggs and cooked the chicken. They said, George, try this. And that's where I drew the line and said, nope, I only have my eggs in the morning. I didn't say that.
And you drew the line at eggs.
Locust, no problem. Huh?
Okay.
Yeah, locust, but that egg, the chicken is still in the egg being boiled. I don't know why, but that's through the line.
Wow.
I had so much fun with so many exotic foods, meeting new friends, and spending time with these characters. It was just like people I knew all my life but didn't know. Captain Kirk, can you imagine?
What is it like to go to countries where they don't speak English but they know you? What is that like to have that happen?
And you don't even notice it. Because come to find out, people shouldn't talk so much anyway.
That's great.
But you point to breakfast, point to lunch, point to dinner. That's all you need to do. And you get a chance to look and see things, going down rivers in Thailand, getting on elephants. I didn't get on the elephant, but my friend Henry Winkler got on an elephant, and the elephants start acting kind of like horses when they don't want to be when they're irritated.
Mm-hmm.
And that got me nervous. I made the man get him off the elephant. I said, get him off.
Yeah, Jay has been in front of an elephant, scream like a white woman.
Fun.
So I understand.
Fun,
you must be a part of that.
You don't deal with it. I know how animals are temperamental, and this animal didn't want him on his back, didn't want to go down. There I'm fighting, thinking, man, you can't stand up to an elephant. I have to tell my
Big George Foreman.
It looks like a lot of fun. Better late than never. It's on tonight on NBC, premiering tonight.
Oh,
yeah.
Man.
It's great to see you back on TV.
Yeah, I'm having a lot of fun, too. Can you believe Bill Huckman?
Always. My man. Always.
Tell George I said hello.
And George.
And George.
Oh, yeah, I'll tell George. Yeah, that's right. George knows you.
Yeah. And Georgette, tell
and
her
George.
I said hello.
Georgina.
Tell her.
Amen. Georgette.